Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Life and faith. Faith and life. Faith and life. God is the author of life. Faith is the way we live. Is that right? The Bible said the just shall live by faith. Life, God is the author of life. He gave us faith to live by. Amen. Thank you, Marie. Amen. And we learn to speak words, and God's words are words of life. They are faith-filled words, and that's why we read the Bible, because God's life is in His Word. If you want God to talk to you, read the Bible. If you want life, receive what you read, because that life in His Word. Amen. It's amazing, and this is why we constantly stay with the Word. You know, we were raised, and I'll say this real quick and go ahead and receive the offering. We were raised, and thank God for our forefathers. They did the best they knew how, and thank God some of them got a hold to the Word and made great impacts in this earth. But a lot of them, they just was shenanigans going on, just a bunch of hogwash. And when you understand that life is in the Word, and I say this real quick, I don't care where you say it, sing it, preach it, tell it, if it's the Word, it's the Word. And Paul said it like this, whether in truth or in pretense. He was talking about some of them were preaching, trying to bring more pressure on him, and some were preaching because of the truth they heard him preach. And he said, I don't care whether it's in truth or pretense, that when the Word is preached, it's the Word. Amen. The Word will do its job if we'll speak it. But what makes the Word effective, it got to come out the heart. I've said it many times about my garden. And seeds, that's what the Word is, a seed. I can get me some rows and line them up and pull me a string and put them seeds in a perfect line. So I'm going to raise me a crop. Y'all can look at it and say, wow, he sure got them straight. That's all they'll be too. This time next week, they'll still be in a straight line. Nothing happened. Next month, still be that way. But the Word, and that seed had to be put in soil in order to become effective. The Word had to get in your heart in order to become effective. Thank you, Marie, for such a powerful word. Amen. For a powerful word. I want to say this to help you. And the Lord always give me some things to help me along the way because I need help. That's why He gave me my wife, because I needed help. Amen. 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 I need help. Amen. Amen. And this is what I want to share with you, that when you learn to take God's word and receive what He says, that word will do what it's supposed to do. Watch it. People always say, I said people, some people have this saying, God put this sickness on you, God put that sickness on that person, God put that. Next time they say that, you quote the scripture to them. This will help you. You quote this scripture. You ask them first, is sickness a good gift? Is sickness good? Does it do you good? Does it cause you to leap and jump and shout and rejoice and throw your hands in the air and do cartwheel? You know what they're going to say? No, I feel so bad, so bad. Well then, and you say, God put it on you. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light. And it's not doing you no good, and you say God put it on somebody, lying. The scripture said, and you said you just told me it wasn't good. Praise God. So we need to expose the devil. See, God wants you to shine the light and let the devil shame the devil because he's lying. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Usher, go ahead.